Well, hello and welcome to our Purium Health Products Wednesday Night Consumer Education Conference Call. My name is Amy and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium Health Products. And we also are joined with us on the line by David Sandoval, who is an owner and a founder here at Purium, as well as an author and worldwide lecturer, as well as radio personality. So welcome, Dave. Are you here with us?
I am, and it's great to be here. I think what I'm most proud of is that, you know, I'm a formulator and educator for Purium Health Products, and that's something that I believe is what, again, I am most proud of. So, and Amy is the amazing sort of, I don't know what you could call it, if we were a body, she would be the head. And so together, I think that we're creating opportunities for people to experience the most out of life, and life is an amazing gift. Today is the first day of spring. You know, days start getting longer. It's a time for optimism. It's a time where people start thinking about their health. And what a great time to be a member of Purium Health Products. So, again, Amy, welcome to the call. Thank you for being the moderator tonight. As Amy said, she is one of the owners and founders. I am the other. And tonight is the Meet the Owners. And I think we have some interesting information that we are going to share with you.
Absolutely, and just if this is maybe one of your first times on a Wednesday night call, this call is all about education. That is our whole mission and vision here at Purium Health Products, is to educate people and to bring them really quality options so they can make choices, they can make great choices in their life. And so we hope that we provide some interesting information and education here for you tonight. So what we want to talk about is there's some hidden things out there. There's some really deceptive practices out there in the industry. So we live in North America, we live in the United States, we live in an overregulated and bureaucratic state where you think that there's a law out there or there's a rule out there on the books that's going to protect us. You know, there's people meddling in our food supply, but are they really out there doing it to protect us? Or are there really some things that we should be looking and digging a little deeper on? And that's what we want to talk about tonight. And so there's five things that we're not sure that all of you are aware of. And so Dave is really awesome at this. He's an educator. He gets in. He looks at the controversial issues, and he sheds light on them. So that's what we're here to talk about tonight. So, Dave, are you ready to jump right in?
I am. And, you know, for those of you who remember me from my radio days back in New York City, we used to set that city on fire. We would reveal things that people typically didn't know, and we would create activism. We would create people, you know, changing their habits, changing the way that they shopped. And that's what me and Amy want to help you do tonight. We want to help you to make better choices. We are what we eat, but a lot of times, Amy, we just don't know what it is that we're putting into our mouths. And it's like a child, like, who's swallowing pennies, you know, or putting dirt, or swallowing roly-poly bugs, you know? I mean, they know what they're getting, you know? But if you go to the grocery store, you don't.
Exactly.
So that's an interesting analogy. You try to segue from there.
Exactly. Well, genetically modified organism, or the short way to talk about that is GMO. And this is a subject that's been coming to light of recently, you know, 10, 15 years ago, not too many people were talking about GMO, although they were on our radar here at the headquarters of Purium Health Products. Dave and I were talking about and thinking about genetically modified organisms and intuitively knowing that they were not good for us, knowing that we needed to do whatever we could to source ingredients that did not contain GMOs or genetically modified organisms. So the years have gone by. Big companies, big food supply companies have put lots and lots and lots of money and resources into injecting these GMOs into the food supply, supposedly to better the food chain, to ensure that we all have food to eat. But on the flip side, did they really study and did they really find out what the effects of this was going to be to introduce these genetically modified organisms into our food supply? And the answer was no. was all rolled out. It was rolled out in our supermarkets. It was rolled out everywhere in our farmland and supermarkets. And so now the research is coming back with some pretty devastating results. So, Dave, do you want to talk a little bit on that? And you want to talk about how you can hunt out and how you can tell if there's GMOs in your food?
Well, yeah, this is a huge issue. This is as important as global warming. This is as important, you know, as war, because this is about survival. Genetically modified foods can and will impact the entire world's food supply if things continue the way that they're going, because currently 80% of all foods, 80% of all foods available in the supermarkets are tainted with genetically modified organisms. Now, a genetically modified organism is not just a hybrid or crossbred food. It's not a cloned food. A genetically modified organism is a purposely diseased food. A genetically modified organism is, in fact, a completely unnatural substance. Genetically modified organisms are imparted with the quality of a virus or the quality of a mutated gene, which means they're sick. Now, remember that there is a saying that says that a compromised tree cannot bear uncompromised fruit. And if you have compromised food, food that is sick, food that is diseased, purposely so, by the grower, then there is no doubt that the person who consumes that is risking compromised health. Compromised tree, compromised food, compromised health. This is pretty simple as A, B, C. But today, there is no law, not one single law other than organic. The only law other than organic that will guarantee you that when you go to the store, that you're buying something that does not have this diseased food in it, is to buy organic. But there's a second way. It's to buy Purium Health Products, because Purium Health Products screens the food for you, and we guarantee you that you will never be consuming a genetically modified organism when you're buying from the family of Purium Health Products. Again, 80% of all of the food in the grocery store is tainted, and you must begin to find a safe haven where you could select foods, especially healthy foods. Now, Amy, give them the example of how vitamin C, that is supposed to be healthy, is really ascorbic acid. And where does ascorbic acid derive from?
Ascorbic acid is typically derived from corn and manufactured in a laboratory.
What is the most genetically modified food on the planet?
It would be corn.
soybean a really close behind.
Right, but that means that every time that you are taking or thinking about taking a vitamin C tablet, a vitamin C chewable, a Hall's cough drop enhanced with vitamin C, or you know anything like that that touts themselves as a vitamin C.
Added, right? All the foods enhanced with vitamin C.
Exactly. So basically what you're doing is you're pretty much guaranteeing that you're introducing GMOs in that, and they certainly don't advertise that this is GMO vitamin C.
Now, Amy, I know you have a big background as working in a vitamin store. And I'm not putting you on the spot, I know you know that vitamin E is typically derived from soybeans, right?
Right. I know, again, like you said, corn.
The modified food on the planet.
Exactly. And so that's why at Purium Health Products, and that's why Dave Sandoval is a huge proponent, if you've read his book, The Green Foods Bible, about that you must get your core nutrients from food, because if you're not getting them from food, you're risking getting them from corn-derived sources through a laboratory, pretty much guaranteed to contain GMOs. You're getting them from soybeans, your vitamin E, derived in the laboratory, pretty much guaranteed to contain GMOs. So even if you scrutinize the fruits and the vegetables and the grains and the beans that you buy, and you make sure you're buying organic, but you're over here purchasing supplements or using vitamin C fortified products, you're still getting those GMOs in your diet when you may have no idea.
That's why the Power of 10 and C from Nature are so cool, because they're whole food alternatives. And there's so many more secrets. What's the next travesty or tragedy that people are not necessarily... Now, I know that people are aware of GMOs, and I'm not saying that you guys don't know about GMOs, but you may not have known everything that we shared with you about GMOs tonight, and I hope that you'll learn enough to share with someone else as well.
Next thing that we wanted to bring into the light is MSG, the monosodium glutamate. And this is something that you've heard talked about all the time. You've talked about, oh, the soy sauce, you know, the soy sauce gave you a headache. Oh, it's because of the MSG. When you eat out at this particular restaurant, people get a headache. You get this, you get that. Oh, it's probably because of the MSG. So MSG has gotten a pretty bad rap, which, in my opinion, it deserves, and we want to do everything that we can to avoid it. But MSG is hidden out there.
Is it hidden? This thing is like put in there by the CIA.
Exactly. I mean, it's on like stealth mode. And so you go down the supermarket aisles and you're not seeing MSG because that has such a negative, you know, perception. But there's so many food additives that are pretty much guaranteed to contain MSG, but it's not required by law that they're listed on the label. So we just wanted to bring that to light because there's so many.
What she means by that is that MSG legally could be renamed 7 or 8 different names that you would never know were MSG. I've never seen MSG listed on a label. I've seen people say no MSG.
Right. But it's very rare that they come out and they just say MSG. Yeah.
It's called natural flavoring. It's called hydrolyzed cornstarch. It's called flavor enhancer. It's called, so many different things. You know, a whole laundry list of things that are really, MSG. Now, here's the problem. MSG is so addictive. It triggers a reaction in the pancreas. It triggers actually an insulin reaction that is like virtually diabetic-inducing insulin reaction. And there's an old joke, Amy, and everybody's heard it, that Chinese food is great, but 20 minutes later you want more, right?
Wow, yeah, exactly. And why is that? It's because most Chinese food has a considerable amount of MSG in it.
Triggers the insulin response, and then you crave more, just like crack, cocaine.
Wow.
Later, eat another hit.
The FDA has come out with guidelines that said MSG cannot be added to baby food, and it's considered unsafe for that age group, but honestly, what is the difference? I get that it's a little person that hasn't developed an immune response, you know, et cetera, but if we know for sure that it's not safe for babies, why are we allowing it to be hidden under these other names, and why are we allowing it to just be running rampant in our food supply?
Ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous. So watch out because... all of these other sites suggest everybody go online and look up the legal names that MSG is sold under, and you literally have to call the 800 number on the package and say, does your product contain monosodium glutamate under any name? And then they have to tell you. But unless you call, they do not have to tell you. So
absolutely, and we've been very careful at Purium Health Products that any products that they potentially contain an MSG ingredient that they absolutely do not, like the whey protein that we use is a casein-free because casein is an ingredient that can or that normally would contain MSG, and we are sure that is not contained in anything that we sell here at Purium Health Products.
Exactly. Now, there are other hidden secrets that we'd like to share with you. What's next on our list?
Hydrogenated oil. Now, this is a really funny one because hydrogenated oil and the whole oil thing and the Nutrition Facts panel that came out, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago when nutrition, maybe 15, I don't know, it's been a while. The whole Nutrition Facts panel came out and the truth in labeling, there's all these laws associated with it. You know, we have to let the consumer know what's really going on so they can make informed decisions. But it's interesting because when information starts flowing, people, marketers, if you will, start figuring out a way to manipulate that information so it's not so easy, so the information is not so free-flowing, and they make it pretty confusing to the consumer. So there's products out there on the market that you may have seen that'll say 0 grams of hydrogenated oil, but you're thinking, that's weird. But when you really dig down into it, there is hydrogenated oil. It's just they kind of monkey with the serving size to get it to read that there's nothing. And that is really a deceptive practice that's trying to be changed, but as of now, it's not completely changed. You'll find products out there that when you read what the serving size is, it'll say 0 grams of hydrogenated oil. If you dig a little deeper and you read what maybe a 100-gram nutritional panel would tell you, it is absolutely there. So we are being fooled. We're being tricked in the marketplace.
Yeah, what's really what we're trying to say is that the lawmakers said, okay, we have to have a cutoff. So if you have less than a half a gram of hydrogenated oils per serving, then we'll say that, you know, we're not sure. It could be there. It could be a mistake in the lab, you know, because the machinery isn't perfect, so blah, blah, blah. So we're going to give you that. If it's a half a gram or less, we'll let you say that there's none. So what happened is, let's say that you made a cookie and the serving size of cookies was 3 cookies. But if you added up 3 cookies, they had a gram of hydrogenated oil, so you would have to say that, you know, this product contains hydrogenated oil, fats. But if you made a serving size 1.5 cookies, now you've got a half a gram of trans fats, and so you just change the serving size, you don't change the cookie. And that's what happened. So all of a sudden, they started saying, oh, we've got a serving that's only 100 calories, and we have a serving that has no trans fats. But they know that you're not just going to eat one serving. You're going to eat 3 or 4, and you're going to end up having 400 calories and several grams of trans fat. So it's all marketing. It's a lie. So anytime it says 0 trans fats per serving, then they're lying to you. It's only when they say 0 contains no trans fats. But if it says per serving, then that's a deceptive marketing practice. That's something you probably didn't know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do not have any products here at Purium Health Products that contain hydrogenated oils, and we highly suggest you stay away from them. And so moving right along, the next thing on the list is natural. How many times have you been walking through the market and you see in huge letters on the front of packaging, natural this, natural that, natural here, natural there, and you're thinking, well, that's kind of funny because, you know, that doesn't really necessarily intuitively feel like a natural product. But natural is something that is, it's a buzzword these days, but there's not really a lot of meat on the bone. There's not really a lot of solid legal definition to natural. So natural, again, is one of those marketing buzzwords that can be used to honestly mislead or trick the consumers in the marketplace.
Oh, my goodness. It's ridiculous. I mean, I'm telling you, the 0 trans fats per serving is followed by natural. If it says natural, why does somebody have to put natural? You know what I mean? It really is the most misused and deceitful word. Because, Amy, let's build a product, and I'm telling you the truth now. We're about to build a product, and we're going to put some hydrogenated oils, some artificial colors. We're going to put some artificial sweeteners. We're going to put some, let's put some white flour in there, and even some arsenic, some lead. seriously, now we're going to put this all together and we're going to label it natural. Am I going to get in trouble?
I don't think so. Nope. I mean, it's a pretty, there's not a lot of constraints on using the word natural. So.
There's none whatsoever, you know. And so I know this isn't a surprise to anybody, but the reason why Purium Health Products exists is because Amy and I knew what the standards were like when a consumer went out and tried to make a, quote, educated decision based upon what they saw on the news or read in a magazine or heard in an ad. And then they walked into a health food store with thousands of products and somebody who supposedly, hopefully, knows something about nutrition. And at the end of the day, they go home with genetically modified products. They go home with, you know, literally vitamin E and that also contains hydrogenated oil. They go home with MSG. It's a travesty. And so what Amy and I are trying to do is we're trying to build brand loyalty by winning your trust. We hope to win your trust by providing a standard that's unquestionable, that you know that when you buy our products, that unless it is illegal to do so, you are getting a 100% pure, 100%, you know, chemical-free, 100%, you know, no artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial binders, none of that. Pure, raw, whole food. And this is the way that nutrition was intended to be. And because we are so careful about the source of ingredients, I mean, Amy, I don't know, how many companies have a Geiger counter to check that when they get products from someplace like Japan to make sure that they've never been exposed to radiation? I mean, how many companies do you know that do that?
Yeah, not many. Not, absolutely not many.
How many companies have a full-time, all-time microbiologist who literally checks the identity with a spectrometer so every single ingredient is checked with a highly sophisticated piece of scientific equipment to make sure that if it says ginkgo, that it can't be ginkgo root, it can't be ginkgo bark, it cannot be ginkgo flower, it must be ginkgo leaf extract. You see, we've got a computer that guarantees that. I don't know that, you know, only the most sophisticated companies in the world do that.
You know, and I think what we're also forgetting to mention is that we here at Purium Health Products, we're the manufacturer, so we get to control all of that stuff. I mean, honestly, we forget to, you know, really tout that because we're just so used to doing it. I mean, Dave and I have been doing manufacturing since 1993. We've been in business, I mean, it's coming close to 20 years, where most companies in our industry, most health supplement companies are coming to companies like Purium Health Products and saying, make a product for us. Most companies out there selling products have no clue, just to be honest, what goes into making a product. They know how to make the marketing. They know how to make the sales pitch. They know how to make a beautiful label, but they really don't know what goes into a product because we know dealing with customers from the other side of our business, you know, what happens out there, what other people are selling. And so what's so amazing that sometimes we forget to really talk about is that we have taken all that manufacturing experience that we had. We were manufacturing for 11 years before we even started Purium Health Products. We took all that experience, all that knowledge, all that care and attention to detail, and we put it into Purium Health Products. So when you buy a Purium Health Product brand product, you are getting the care, the attention to detail of products that Dave and I consume personally. We make them here. We source them here. We take them here. And that is something that most other companies out there on the market, they just can't say. So that's something really special that I wanted to bring up tonight. I hope you agree, Dave, and I'm sorry.
But beyond that, you and I, company, intent on making the purest foods, and now we have 20 years experience. To me, that means everything. So, but there is one more subject to cover. We just have 4 minutes to keep our contract with folks to not use up too much of their
their time. Well, raw is another really super hot buzzword that's been out there in the industry the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. And raw, again, there's no legal definition to raw. What really is raw? Is a nut raw? Is an apple that's been irradiated at the market raw? What is raw? What does that really mean? Do you want to take a moment and talk on that since we have 3 minutes left?
Yeah, well, the thing is that, as Amy knows, we learned from, you know, a woman named Ann Wigmore, and she taught living food, and she taught me living food 30 years ago. And 30 years ago, we talked about how food has life force, how it has energy. And when you take sprouts, you take seeds, and you germinate them, and that life force comes forward. You take, you know, buckwheat lettuce and wheatgrass and all these living, amazing foods. And now fast forward, whoop, 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 and now it's all about raw, raw, raw. And raw is cool. But raw is not living, you know. So, you know, an almond could be raw and it's going to be healthy. But you soak that almond and germinate it, and all of a sudden that protein becomes more highly digestible. You know, all of a sudden the oils become more utilizable and are going to beautify your skin, you know, easier, and they won't rancify. Whereas a raw almond, the oil, almond oil, will probably rancify, but a sprouted almond, it definitely will not. And that's the difference between living and raw food. So I want to first of all say that there's no legal definition for either legal living or raw food. But when you see the word sprouted, you have a pretty good idea that it's going to be living. But there is no legal definition of raw. And I've got one story to tell, and I don't mean to, you know, to really this is going to hurt so many people who think that they're eating raw chocolate, and I apologize. But there is no such thing as raw cacao. There's no such thing as raw chocolate in the context of it never being heated. And that isn't a bad thing. I mean, there's no benefit to chocolate being, quote, raw or unheated. However, what bothers me is that the manufacturers know that there is no such thing as unheated cacao, unheated chocolate, unpasteurized cacao, unpasteurized chocolate, yet they continue to label it as raw because they know it means more money for them. So I walked up to a woman at the big natural trade show last week, and her product said unprocessed cacao. And I said, is this raw? And she turned to me and she said, I'm afraid to tell you. I said, you don't have to tell me. I'm going to hug you and celebrate you because you're telling the truth, even though 10 people on this aisle have raw cacao right up front on their signs. And you've got the courage to sit here telling the truth in the midst of these liars when it would be so much easier just to lie right along with them. And to me, that's integrity. And so that's the type of integrity that that woman was showing, that Amy and I have showed from the very beginning, from day one. And because I saw the truth in her advertising, I then told her, I bet I could trust everything else that you sell. I know, because there's this marker that tells me where your integrity is. So I think this is the perfect place to end the call, Amy, because I'm very proud of where our integrity is. I'm very proud of the fact that we're building a brand that people could trust, that they come into the store that we call Purium, and they know that every aisle, they know that every shelf, they know that every bottle, they know that every day that they're getting products that meet a standard that no other company in the world ever even attempts to meet, or very few attempt to meet. And for that, we're very proud, and I don't mean to be patting ourselves on the back, but the things you don't know do hurt you. Ignorance is not bliss. Knowledge is power. Amy and I want to empower you in so many ways, and we hope that we've taken one more step toward that this evening. So thank you, Amy, and thanks to everybody who's listening. Do you have any final words?
No, just very well said. We really appreciate your passion and dedication to these subjects, and keep up the good work. Keep on researching and keep on informing us of the things that, you know, may be hidden, that people are trying to trick us out there in the marketplace. So thank you so much, Dave. We appreciate the time tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in with us and spending a little time with Dave and I. And again, we will be back with you on the first Wednesday of April. It looks like that is Wednesday, April 4th. And then Dr. Michael Woolfield, our naturopathic doctor, will be with you the following Wednesday. So thank you again, everybody. Enjoy the springtime. Enjoy the time change. And we'll be back with you next in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you,
everybody, for being with us tonight. Nice big crowd. Appreciate your presence. And enjoy your spring.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.